All right, all right, all right. It's the Ronnie McMullen Show.
You're listening to the Great Bear of Talk Radio. It's now time for the Ronnie McMullen Show. And now, the man is at his mic. Here's Ronnie.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the show. This is the way radio is supposed to be, diving into, seriously, what really matters. And today is Thursday. It's going to be a great show. This is going to be a show with probably a lot of controversy. Controversy. I do shows like that because no one dares to do the unexplainable. I do. And the reason I do that is because truth is sometimes very unexplainable. Now, the show I'm going to bring forward today is something that many of you probably won't agree, and I'm not sure if I agree, but my soul kind of says there's something here. The information is here. Let me speak clearly. I am not coming against anybody that comes against this. In other words, if somebody says, Ronnie, this guy is so full of crap that you know, and I can't believe you would ever put this on, and that's fine. I'm not against you. That is your opinion. It's okay. But again, I had a dream many years ago, and everybody was going like against me. They were walking, you know, like when you're walking one way and everybody's walking the other. Everybody was walking the opposite direction I was walking. And I kept saying, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. And they looked at me and they said, no, you're going the wrong way. So how do you interpret that dream? I could say, well, I'm right and they're wrong. And most people would say, well, there's a bazillion people going one way and there's only you going the other way. So you're the one that's off. Well, that's how it is today with this show that I'm doing on Galen Windsor. Everybody's going one way, but I'm going to be going a different way. I have found that the truth can be quite obscure. I have found that the truth stands alone on itself. And I have watched the videos of Galen Windsor, and I have done as much research as I can on this man. But again, I'm very intuitive, and my biggest judgment is going to be his character and how he talks, his voice influx, his facial expressions. These are all things that really pull for me. We're talking about a nuclear scam. And a nuclear scam, we'll find out. Maybe I'll be off air or something. You know, maybe something. Whoosh, and if you find out that that's going on, then we can know that this is truth. Oh, gosh. I got this. I found, actually, what happened is I met a man that had a lot of, he knew a lot of stuff. And he told me one time, he says, and we were talking about water and purifying water and different things. And he said, do you know who Galen Windsor is? And I said, no, never heard of the man. He goes, well, you need to, with what you do on radio, you need to go look up Galen Windsor. He says, I don't know if he's right or not, but if he's right, we have been duped, the biggest dupe of all dupes. He says, and if he's wrong, then, you know, he is wrong. And I said, okay. So I said, what's it all about? He goes, it's about a nuclear scam. It's about the whole nuclear energy scam. And I said, really? I said, okay. So with this, I started looking into it. And it's actually mind-boggling. It's on YouTube. You can YouTube Galen Windsor. I'm going to play you some excerpts from his YouTubes. He talks for an hour and a half. Some of them are 2 hours. And he explains what's going on. And this is in the 80s, people. And when you look at the YouTube, you'll see that there's not one of the YouTubes is like there's only 3,000 views. There's another one that's maybe 70,000 views. So when we have 385 million people in the United States alone, and he's only got 80,000 views on one of the bigger talks, and some of them are like 3,000. No one knows this man. Now, he has since passed away, and I feel very strongly to do this show. I have for quite some time. It's just been kind of a pain to put it together. But now that I have put it together, I want you to see what you think. I'm not telling you to believe a certain way, but what I would tell you and what I would ask you is when you listen to him talk, and there I will put some excerpts on today's show so that you can hear him talk and explain about what he's talking about. If you look at everything that's going on, and let's just start with solar. You know, they push the solar, okay? And I am totally behind solar. I think it's great. But now since they pushed solar, everybody jumped aboard. And maybe they just thought no one would jump aboard. I don't know. So a lot of people jumped aboard and, you know, cut your electricity bill down. Well, there's a couple things. Number one, when you have solar, you're still tied into the power company. So if they decide to go down or they want to shut you down, they can still shut your solar down. Even though you're producing energy, you can't get jack. Mine is completely hooked to APS. A lot of these would be hooked to PG&E. So, and many other companies across the United States. I always forget that my show goes bigger than just California or Arizona. And so it's always hooked to another source unless you're off the grid. And that you have to have battery storage, and that's a big, giant thing. But what I'm trying to say here is they jumped on the solar thing. Everybody jumped on it. Now they want to turn around and say, okay, well, since you're on solar, we want to back tax you, or we want to tax you for this, or we want you to pay this, so that basically they still get their money. So it kind of backfired in their face. Everybody jumped aboard, and now they're going, hey, how can we get this money back? Because we're losing revenue, okay? We buy brand new work trucks every year, and maybe we're going to have to wait every 2 years now, you know? And we have big, fat profits, and maybe they're not going to be as fat. So we have some issues here. Well, the same thing with Galen, and Galen started clear back in the 40s, and his talk is absolutely wild. But Galen Windsor, in this article written by Rod Adams, and it's the actual website is called AtomicInsights.com. Okay? Atomic Insight. I do not know Rod. Okay? But I just wanted to pull some of the writing so that you know the background on Galen before I actually play the clips. Because I can sit here and talk all day, well, I heard this and I heard that, and he just writes it up and sums it up. And the title of the article is Galen Windsor Asks, Who Owns the Plutonium? How much is it worth? Let me tell you something. When you watch the YouTube clips on this, it will blow you sideways because it's all about the money. You know, I thought it was interesting, and there was something being said. Every movie has something to be said. Okay, when you watch a movie, and it doesn't matter if it's Star Wars, if it's Batman, if it's, you know, whatever, there's always movies and they're saying something underneath what they're saying. And I'll never forget the scene where the Joker in the second Batman, the Joker has a stack of money, okay, because he's stolen all this money from all the banks and everything else. And all the other drug lords and everything else. And he's basically manipulating and becoming the number one bad guy. So he's got this whole stack of money, and he's got one of the bad guys sitting on top of the money, and he's putting lighter fluid on the money. And one of the other bad guys says, what are you doing? And he makes a comment, and I'm going to paraphrase, but he makes a comment something like this, Gotham needs a better class of crook. You guys are only about the money. And what he was stating was, pure evil has nothing to do with money. Okay, so he was going to light the money, and he did. He lit the money on fire and burned all these stacks of money because it doesn't matter to him. Okay, money is where all the crooks start. And who owns the plutonium, and why plutonium would even be worth money? Because it's waste. We got all this waste, right? We have Kettleman City that has full of waste. We have many places. There's a place in, I want to say it's Idaho, that's full of waste. Or actually, it's not Idaho. It's Washington, Hanford, Washington. And it's a big dump site for all of this waste. And it's really, and there's many places. There's probably 10, 20, 30. I don't know how many. You do your research. But there's a lot of places for the waste. But is the waste really the waste? And this is what Galen starts talking about. Let me go into this. It says, Galen Windsor was a hands-on nuclear expert in the fullest sense of the phrase. Before irrational radiation protection rules were imposed, he and his colleagues directly handled used fuel. Okay, very important that you remember that. Used fuel. Since they needed to touch radioactive materials to accomplish their mission, they could not maximize distance or use shielding. Instead, they limited their exposure time and depended on just one out of three of the triple protection means learned by all radiation professionals: time, distance, and shielding. According to a story, Windsor and his colleagues knew enough about the material that they were handling to prevent most skin burns, but they had a job to do and did not allow a desire to lower doses below the level of immediate risk to impede their successful accomplishment. During his more than 30 years of professional involvement in handling nuclear materials, Windsor stubbornly refused to change his habits. He considered the used fuel pool at the Morris, Illinois recycling plant to be his personal warm swimming hole. He gave talks during which he licked uranium dioxide off the palm of his hand, and he once filled a 2-liter bottle from a used fuel pool and kept the water on his office desk for a daily drink. Are you listening to this? This was a fact, okay? And in fact, if you go to the YouTube videos, you'll actually see him eat this stuff. If you pay close attention, you should come away with the impression that Windsor was not foolhardily. He was well aware of the real behavior of the materials that he measured. In Windsor's opinion, imposition of unreasonable tight rules associated with radiation protection has been a cost-increasing strategy akin to the feather-bedding practices of railroad engineers. Windsor passed away a few years ago. He was in his 80s, and his death was apparently from the normal kinds of natural causes that afflict people of a certain age. Throughout Windsor's talk, he points out the physical value of the irradiated material that some people insist on calling high-level waste. He asked the final important question: who owns the plutonium, and how much is it worth? He recognizes that using it beneficially threatens a number of powerful interests. Unfortunately, Windsor's message did not receive widespread attention in the 1980s when he gave his talks. He did not live in the internet era and did not have access to tools like blogs and YouTube. Fortunately, someone saved videotapes of his talks and converted them to a digital format. So with this being said, it gives you a little basis, and I'll go into Galen a little more, but I want to play you the first clip. This is actually Galen Windsor giving a talk in Arizona. So see what you think.
We know how to make these things run. When we got a metal fuel element stuck and it fell down on the trampoline back of the reactor, we'd go in with our feet and kick it off into the pool, smoking, burning. If you didn't have an instrument, you didn't know it was too hot, so you just went in and kicked it. Finally, along came a rulemaker that says, thou shalt not do that. You'll get burned. Oh, I didn't get burned when I did it last week. But you exceeded the limit. Well, where did this limit come from? Turns out that in 1934, the International Commission on Radiation Protection fabricated a limit for X-rays. It was no longer permissible to be burned by them, erythema, reddening of the skin. You now had to keep a limit called 0.2 R per day. How much is that? Well, you've got to have one of these Beckman instruments to read it. And you have to keep time of exposure. You know, there are four requirements on this thing: the size of the source, therefore the strength of the source, the distance from the source, the time of exposure, and the intervening shielding to keep from getting burned. Oh, fine. We've been doing this thing for years now, and we've never been burned. Why have we got these rules? And they says, yours is not to ask questions. Yours is to do and die. Don't you ask questions. If you do, you might disappear. Those who broke the rules didn't appear the next day. Military rule? Oh, yes. Absolute. What was your appeal? And people you were working with one day, when they weren't there the next day, you didn't go inquire why. You were just grateful you still had your work to do, and you kept right on doing it. Now, this is in the United States of America. Well, in 1960, we found out that the materials that we were working with, the thing that we called high-level waste, that if you waited 3 years, these million-gallon tanks that high-level waste went into boiled off 15,000 gallons of water a day. Fairly hot? Oh, yes. This material, that if it ever broke a line, would seal itself off in the ground within a foot, make its own glass. It wasn't going to go anyplace. We did that a time or two, accidentally, of course. And so we started packaging this cesium-137 in casts in railroad cars like that and shipping it to Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And they'd take it out and make it into a barium titanate and press it into a pellet. And those things were so hot that they actually glowed in the dark from the infrared heat. Now, thermoionic conversions came along at this time. So you hooked these little heat sources up to thermoionic converters and you took electricity out this side. No moving parts. These things went into the SNAP program. And these early SNAP power generators are what power the underwater transmitters for our nuclear navy. We've got a regular road map under the sea. All you got to do is have an instrument that knows how to find it, and then you've got eyes on a submarine. You didn't know that, did you? The power from it came from this material that they now call waste. We processed that stuff and packaged it outside at Hanford. Well, we had rules that said 3R per year is your allowable exposure, that amount of gamma energy that will expose a film pack. But that was for the people that didn't know. We weren't about to follow those rules. We just went ahead and did the job. They send around an investigation slip that says your dosimeter was overexposed 2 weeks ago. What did you do? And they had a cute little form on it that says accidentally exposed to light, and that was the one I always used to check. Because it's the same amount of light. You know, if you get gamma through the film pack, it's the same amount of light as you get when you click the lens on a camera. They wanted to limit us to that. And one day we looked up, and they had. They had limited us to that amount of exposure. Then the fun part of the game begins. You say, who limited us to that? Are they powerful? Yeah, they control the purse strings. They live by the golden rule. Them that's got the gold makes the rules. If you like your work, you keep the rules. If you don't keep the rules, you disappear. Sure enough, some of us disappeared.
Okay, now the first thing I would tell you is when you're listening to him, first of all, you kind of get the idea he knows what he's talking about. You get the idea that he's been around the block a few times. Now, I am not a nuclear physicist by any means, but I'm sure there's some nuclear physicists that are paid to say that this guy is a liar. I'm sure that's happening because I can see that with so many things. We have Fukushima that's leaking into the water every single day. Am I saying that that's not a truth? I am not saying that at all. But when you start talking about how many people have been affected by radiation and died, there's not a lot of people that have died of radiation poisoning. I mean, there are, but not a lot. And I'm going to go into that a little bit too. But we're going to have to take a break here in just a little bit. But I want to get this point out because I've got a couple other clips to play you. And if there is a nuclear scam, and when you watch his hour and a half to 2 hour YouTube, and it's, to me, it is worth a while to read, you can see where I'm stuttering because it is mind blowing material. This guy didn't get rich. You can tell by when he gave the talk you can tell by the talk that this is not a, I mean, he wore a suit, you know, he was old fashioned. He was brought up in the 40s. I mean, he went to work, he did a good job. And yes, he was a little stubborn, but he somehow in his spirit, I think, this is just my opinion, it doesn't have to be yours. I think in his spirit, he felt something was going wrong because everything was changing and his work every day was not. So somebody was, there was something going on. And again, it goes back to who owns the plutonium and how much is it worth? And it actually goes on to say in the video, it makes gold look like worth dirt because there is energy that can power us forever. I mean, maybe not forever, but for a very, very, very long time. And he goes into that and talks about it. And it's interesting, too. And I'm just going to say this. I worked in construction for a while. And when I did the PGE Diablo Canyon, if you were to go in there with construction materials, they searched you and they had loaded weapons. Loaded weapons. And they were the most rude people in the entire earth. Okay? Everybody was a terrorist. So to me, it's like, I understand there has to be protection for power plants and what have you. I do get that. But when it's, they ordered a product and the product comes in and they're sitting there beating you down, one guy they hit. And it was a lawsuit between one of the construction companies and PG&E. And the construction company backed off. A German construction company out of Germany backed off. What does that mean? How much power is involved with these power companies? And of course, Aaron Brockovich, have you ever seen that with PG&E? And they were contaminating the water? Need to be thinking about some of these things because it all kind of comes together. Maybe it's all part of the plan. I'll be right back. Hi, folks. Talk show host Ronnie McMullen here talking to you about one of the most important commodities here on Earth, water. Water is a source of life. Clean water is a must. The Echo hydrogen-enriched water is one of the most powerful water units in the world. There have been many studies completed in Japan, Korea, and the U.S. showing that molecular hydrogen is the source of the medical benefits of your body and not increased pH. There have been over 400 studies that show that molecular hydrogen has a therapeutic effect on 150 human diseases. With disease running rampant in the world, this is why I own an Echo hydrogen-enriched water machine, and so should you. Call 1-800-337-7017. Again, 800-337-7017. Mention my name, Ronnie, and receive a discount. This is a beautiful unit. I use it myself. Again, 1-800-337-7017. Do it today. You'll be thankful. Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Have you ever heard of structured water? Do you know the benefits of structured water? How would you like to drink pure water that saves life? Biophoton water that revives. Introducing the Natural Action Water Unit from StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Many people have not researched reverse osmosis. Many people do not research bottled water. We just trust the corporate company sales pitch. Do the research. Watch the videos. Log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com and learn. We carry portable Natural Action units you can take anywhere. Camping, restaurants, home use, and more. Safe, energizing water. Water is one of the most important worldly commodities. Log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Order yours today. Lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee.
I grew up here in America, where good people worked hard and everyone got along. I thought things were fine here in America, but I was wrong.
Welcome to The Other Side. You're listening to Ronnie McMullen Show, ronniemcmullenshow.com. And I know this is a wild week, and it's wild all the time. It is. Also, I've got another clip of Galen, and this is where, are you ready for this? This is where he eats uranium. This is where he eats the product that is considered waste. Okay? So, you're going to need to listen. Real quickly, if you want water you can count on, there's two things. Number one, Echo Hydrogen Enriched Water, 1-800-337-7017. You say, what is it? It's a water filter, but it also puts hydrogen into the water and makes you feel better. And if you're a little skeptical and you don't know, listen to tomorrow's show. I'm going to have Paul Barrettero. He's going to be on the show talking about this unit that's extraordinaire, and you're going to want it, especially you don't want to be drinking contaminated water. And if you think your water from your local water source is all good and wonderful, you better think again. So again, Paul will be with us tomorrow, and it's water you can count on. I know my shows get crazy, but that's the way it needs to be. I'm not telling you to believe this Galen Windsor. And again, he's passed away. He didn't die a millionaire. And what would be the purpose of doing this? If I watch some of the blogs and like, oh, this guy's a liar and he's a scam artist and this is part of corporate blah blah blah. And I'm thinking those are the stupid idiots to me. And I'm because they're saying, why would he be a scam artist? I mean, maybe he didn't know. That's fine. Okay, but this is not a part of scam. If anything, they didn't want the message out. So let's see about Galen. And since he's talking about this waste that's really bad, and he says it's not as bad as you think it is, hear what he has to say now. This is Galen Windsor.
Material. You pour it out in the hand, and that's radioactive contamination. Is it radioactive? Yeah, it is. Very radioactive. Now, decontamination is nothing but scooping it back up and putting it into the bottle. I just now decontaminated my hand. No, I didn't do such a good job. Not good at all. Is it still radioactive? Yeah, that's called residual radioactivity. Now, under the decontamination rules of the government, when you decontaminate somebody like this that's that contaminated, and this is certainly a reportable incident under current DOE regulations, when you decontaminate him, it has to go down a controlled drain so that you don't disperse radioactivity. Do I qualify as a controlled drain? That material that I just ate is not soluble in body fluids. Like it's been this. It's was fired originally at 940 degrees C, oxide, where it becomes U308. known in the industry as HCl insoluble. In other words, it will not dissolve in concentrated hydrochloric acid, hot. Your stomach has 10th normal hydrochloric acid in it, so it won't even dissolve. The stuff is so fine that it has no texture to it. It doesn't even feel rough. So it's tasteless, odorless, has no texture. How's it supposed to hurt me? Because I've been eating this on lecture tour for 2 years, the state of Washington felt it necessary to confiscate my uranium samples so that I would be safe. Dr. Fulton from the Hanford Environmental Health Foundation called up and he says, "Hey, I heard one of your guys OD'd on uranium today, Galen." And we talked for a little while and he says, "Oh, that was you." And I says, "Listen, I can eat all that stuff I want." He says, "It'll ruin your kidneys." "How are your kidneys?" "They're fine." "Well, you should have been chelated within 4 hours." And I mean, you guys are going to follow me around the country and give me chelating agents every 4 hours after I eat it on lecture tour? He says, "We'll give you any medical assistance that you need, Galen. We don't want anything to happen to you." I said, "Did that include turning out the federal SWAT team 4 days ago to get me?" Where are these guys coming from? Well, here's a piece of metal. Density of 19.0. If you know your chemistry and physics, you know that there are only two metals that have that density. Plutonium and uranium. Radioactive pyrophoric density of 19. Outside of a laboratory, most of you can't tell me whether this is uranium, plutonium, or a mixture of the two. Now, I said that it's heavy, and it is. Let's see if it's radioactive. Yeah, it is. Pyrophoric, what does that mean? Pyro, fire. Black on the end. The spark that just came off there is pyro, fire, burn. If it's plutonium, I just contaminated this area of Arizona in excess of the EPA's limit for 1 square mile of surface. Somebody laughed. It's serious. The end of progress altogether says that I just contaminated you in excess of the limit for 1 square mile. It's now silver on the end. Tomorrow it'll be black because it self-oxidizes, this black color like this, all by itself. Plutonium does that and uranium does that. Is it hazardous? Yeah, it is, because they take depleted uranium metal and make it into 50 caliber bullets, fire them from shoulder-held weapons. In 1976, they obsoleted tank warfare with these things because it only takes one dogface with one weapon to knock out a 65-ton tank. It'll go through 3 inches of armor plate, and when it comes out the other side, it's that white-hot spark that we just made. And the 5 men in that tank are dead, because it'll burn all of the oxygen out of the air and burn their flesh. 1976, they obsoleted tank warfare, and you never even knew that. They make 10,000 of those bullets every day in the United States. We got enough of an arsenal to sink all of Russia's tanks, and our boys in the Defense Department don't even talk about it. Yeah, it's hazardous to your health. Reminds me, lead is hazardous to your health, too.
Now, if that's not a shocking excerpt, I don't know what is. You can go to YouTube and you can punch in Galen Winsor, GALENWINSOR, and you can watch these for yourself the whole hour and a half, 2 hours, and you'll kind of get a gist of what it's going on. Did you hear the crowd when he had the Geiger counter and when he put it in his mouth? And all of a sudden you hear the crowd go, "Oh," it gives you an idea. I've got lots to talk about and another excerpt from Galen, so don't go away. Be right back.
He lives on the end of this one-way street. On the end of this one-way street.
Ronnie McMullen Show.
What do you think, darling? Should I hate him?
You don't even know him.
No, that's true, but I don't know. There's just something about him.
I'm just trying to get people to see that they need to get out of the religious box so they can see Christ.
No, I'm sure of it. I hate him.
I'm in a box.
Oh, no. No, no. Not the box. Relax.
Get me out of the box.
You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life.
Ronnie McMullen talks about stuff nobody else will.
Ronnie, thanks a million. It's always an honor being interviewed by you. You're one of the very, very best. I'm not putting you on. You're great.
Love you. I just love you.
Right. I don't have the luxury of friends. You wanted me. Here I am.
You were serious about that?
For those of you that are having stomach problems, this is your miracle minute. For those of you having leaky gut syndrome, digestive problems, please listen. Colostrum LD powder available at GetTheTea.com. Colostrum LD is the only substance clinically proven to heal and prevent leaky gut syndrome. Most physicians agree that leaky gut syndrome is a primary cause of chronic disease. Colostrum LD is four times more effective than regular colostrum. Colostrum LD eliminates harmful pathogens and fights infection. Prevent and eliminate diarrhea from infectious causes. Protect and heal the GI and stomach lining, increase muscle strength and stamina, maintain blood glucose and homeostasis. To order, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. If you want no stomach problems, you want Colostrum LD at GetTheTea.com.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Welcome to the last segment of the Ronnie McMullen Show. It is mind-blowing. This show is a mind-blower. And you go, this isn't a mind-blower. This is all lies. He's lying. I would just say this. Let's just say he is. Then he has to be completely wacko because what he didn't gain any money out of it. His friends that he worked with at Hanford all went the other way. They had SWAT teams that were trying to get him. He was a very smart man. And he also knew about the building of Diablo Canyon in San Luis Obispo. Was supposed to be a part of that. So there's a lot of background on this guy. And see, the honest thing is, and I've said this on the show many times, very few people are heroes. And when they are heroes, just as the Batman rose to save Gotham, his own people tried to burn him at the stake. So this is the same thing. I watch, you know, Edward Snowden, when he came out with the information of what the government was doing, peeking around the corner at you all the time, and he said, this is not right. Half the people, of course, the media helped this, but half the people came against Snowden. Oh, he's breaking national security. No, he's not. He's telling you that the government has overstepped the line. As Jesus would draw a line in the sand, the government and them have crossed that line many years ago. So why would this be another lie? Why wouldn't this be a truth? And again, I'm going to say this. I have another excerpt because we're going to talk about Three Mile Island. And who better to talk about it than Galen Windsor? Because what if Three Mile Island was something else? I might hear something here where a guy's interviewing him about Three Mile Island. And of course, remember the China Syndrome movie? Oh, we had mass media get involved in this. Yes, with Jane Fonda. Oh, boy. Oh. So I will tell you this. Fukushima, and I'll cut this at the end here because I want to get this last segment. But Fukushima is leaking material into the water every single day. Didn't know if you knew that. And so by all means, it's already hit Hawaii. It's already hit the West Coast. And they're already proven radiation. Of course, they want that quiet. But here's the kicker. If all this radiation water is going into the Pacific Ocean, and it is, that is a fact, okay, we should be seeing dead animals, dead people. We should be seeing a lot of stuff, and we're not. So could this give credence to the fact that Galen Windsor might be right, that yes, it is radioactive, but it's not as harmful as you think? And why would it be radioactive, and why would it be harmful? Because that way you don't steal it. Because it's worth a lot of money. And again, what does Galen Windsor say? Who owns the plutonium? How much is it worth? Is it worth more than gold? So let's talk about Three Mile Island. Again, this is Galen Windsor.
Let's talk about Three Mile Island. What really happened there? We've heard all kinds of stories about meltdown, and they made movies on it that this meltdown could melt right through the earth, clear through to China, and we've seen a lot of scare stories. What really happened to Three Mile? Do you know what really happened there?
Yes, I do. I followed that one very closely. In fact, I know the guys personally who wrote the script for China Syndrome and also wrote the script for the Three Mile Island fiasco. Dale Bridenbaugh, Dick Hubbard, and Greg Miner, who used to work with me at General Electric, are the MBH associates that wrote that China Syndrome script. And not only that, remember that was the time China Syndrome came out, Jane Fonda starring, 14 months ahead of the TMI-2 accident. It was predicted in writing in New York State that that accident would happen 1 year from the date that that Three Mile Island 2 reactor started up. It started up in March 1978, and it went down March 28, 1979, right on the day, 1 year anniversary. In other words, with 14 months advance notice, the industry still went along with the sham. Nothing happened there except that the owner, the operator, and the regulators conspired to turn it off.
What melted?
The top of the fuel rods, the third time that the core got uncovered, due to internal pressure, blew the top off some of those rods. They've got Inconel springs in them to keep the pellets, fuel pellets, from vibrating when it's running. Those things are under compression, and when they reduced the outside pressure and the fuel rods were still hot, it blew the top off some of those fuel rods. The fuel rods in TMI-2 are internally pressurized to about 1,200 PSI with helium gas so that they don't reverse dent when they're hot and running for 5 years. And when they drop the outside pressure, why, that internal pressure with those hot rods blew the side out of some of those rods at the top. But melting, the fuel is already an oxide ceramic. It is a pellet. It's been pressed into a ceramic. When you pick it up and feel it, it feels like metal. It's pressed so very, very tight, hard. And so, no, the fuel didn't melt. The China Syndrome is a scriptwriter's fantasy. Right here, I'll tell a story, I guess. See, I spent 3 weeks on the island in March of 1981, the two-year anniversary of this particular, quote, accident. And Tom Hall, who stood alongside Enrico Fermi when they pulled the control rods on 100B in October 1944 at Hanford, and I were delegated to go to the island and find out what happened, and so we did. We went over all of the records and everything else, and near as we could tell from performance records, 51 thermocouples, for instance, only one of which went over 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The centerline temperature of those rods when they're running is 4,032 degrees Fahrenheit. And so they say things like over 50% of the core was greater than 4,000 degrees. Yes, it was. If it wasn't running at 100% power. So they take that kind of information and bugger it all up so that you don't understand what's going on. They give you a little bit of it. Well, the worst joke that people could dream up, and they says, do you know what the NRC's worst nightmare is? No, I don't know what that is. Galen Windsor and Tom Hall in the TMI-2 control room for an hour by themselves. You know why people that know laugh? These crazy guys from Hanford would have started that baby up and showed that it would run. We'd have started it up, and they were afraid of us.
So there was no accident at Three Mile Island?
No, they did it on purpose. Shut it out.
Very interesting.
So Galen is saying Three Mile Island was on purpose. Sounds a lot like the Trade Center on purpose. Some of the greatest incredible scams of the century is the nuclear, is the Trade Center, is Oklahoma City bombing, another issue, inside job, that our own false flag issues. And you may say, oh, Ronnie, you've lost your mind. You believe that? I kind of know that. Too many interviews, too many people. That's why it gets tiring. Here's a little related, and this goes on the same article that was written by Rod Adams. And again, his website is AtomicInsights.com, AtomicInsights.com. And it says, in the 25 years since 1987, there has been no case of cancer due to radiation among those contaminated. None at all. This observation is compared with measurements from Fukushima and elsewhere, and as shown... the lowest measured internal radioactivity for any casualty at Geoania was far more than 1,000 times greater than the largest internal radioactivity measurement for any resident in a large survey of those affected in Japan. For children, this ratio is even larger. At Goiânia, I hope I'm spelling that right or saying that right, Goiânia, one woman already 4 months pregnant got a significant dose and gave birth normally, and another who had received one of the highest internal doses gave birth to a healthy child 4 years on. So point being is this Goiânia is 1,000 times greater than Fukushima, and yet it's basically saying that people were normally... They were normal. The two women giving birth was totally normal, which means that maybe this used fuel, we call it, yes, it's radioactive, but radioactive doesn't hurt us. I found out there was radiation in concrete. We walk on concrete every day. I never even knew that. I was in the concrete business. And I found out that there's radioactive material in the concrete, and we walk on it every day. And we're not cancerous. And the thing that's driving cancer is all the chemicals that are being put into the water and put into the air manually by man. Not, you know, I mean, you can get radiation from the sun. It's radioactive. So, you know, but you know what's more dangerous than the sun? Is the sunscreen that you put on. Hello, you know? And by the way, if you're one of these people that's saying, hey, I'm with you, Ronnie. I understand that something's going on. You're going to want to listen to tomorrow's show of Water You Can Count On with Paul Bertero and talking about eco-hydrogen water and obviously a 9-stage filter. I think it'd be really advantageous for you to listen to this. I'm not telling you to believe Galen Windsor. I would never tell you to believe a certain thing. I'm just not like that. I'm telling you to do your research. I'm telling you to go watch the YouTube video and watch this man and tell me he's barefaced lying, because I'm not picking that up in my soul. And I thought I would bring this to the forefront, because if Fukushima is really is radioactive material, which it's dumping, again, I am in agreement with this. They have not stopped it. I'm in agreement with this. But how many dead whales and sharks and do you see rolling up on the beach? How many dead people do we have with radiation across Hawaii and Japan? And very few, if any, at all. So shouldn't there be? You know, shouldn't there be? And to me, this would actually is actually maybe God's way of exposing, because it was a tsunami that wrecked this nuclear power plant. So maybe God's exposing them, they and them, saying, this nuclear waste, yes, it's radioactive. You can take Geiger counters and brrr, and they make noise, just like he did. He ate it. Brrr, and he died of natural causes in his 80s. So what does that tell you? maybe once again, we are being lied to. The ocean's not dead. I've been there. I've watched the dolphins play. I've watched whales. Ever since Fukushima, I've watched this. There's paddleboarders and surfers, and we haven't cut down on surfers, so what does that mean? Think about it. I love you guys, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
The Great Bear of Talk Radio has spoken. You've been listening to The Ronnie McMullen Show. Want to get a hold of Ronnie? Email him at talkwithronnie@msn.com. That's talkwithronnie@msn.com. Join us for more.